must meet other urges.
Due to this country, who are already in a dissolution, disenchanted state, will be encouraged.
Where we talk about the fine margins, sometimes with black, white, and glory.
He's also informed by the need to save costs and reduce legislative time.
Then there are the actors right at the center, coming through political processes, which could be dramatic.
To the extent of this abysmal, if parliament does not write this money,
and controversial.
If driving to the roads is a getting the macabre, compatibility is that of government.
And there's you to help connect the dots from the top to the bottom. Join Rotimi Sankore and Arogo Obo at the public square every Friday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m.
This is the public square.
And they...
Yes, we can hear you. Shakumaku, everyone. It's a lovely Friday afternoon in the city of Lagos, and you're on to the public square. You know what we do every 2 weeks when Ideas kickstarts the public square, and that's what we're going to be doing beginning from now. IOB, the host of Ideas, joins in. And today's program will be looking forward to reflect on what we expect when the campaigns for next year's general elections kick off officially from next month. Good afternoon, Ayo.
Afternoon, Aho. How are you?
I'm brilliant. And the wonders of technology. Get this.
Studio.
Absolutely. And thank you very much. And don't forget, you can always join the conversation on social media at Nigeria Info FM. There's Ideas Radio NG also, too. You can join on Twitter as well as at our Obo Rotimi Sankore. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-597-5805 to send in messages. So, Ayo, there are key issues to look at ahead of the campaigns, which promises to be something to think about from next month. Maybe we begin with ethical campaigns.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as Ideas, we always like to look at it. We always like to look at issues from an Ideas perspective. And the E in Ideas, as you said, stands for ethical campaigns. And I think it's important because we, at the moment, much of what we are seeing is either in the media or it is in social media. So it's in the mainstream media and in social media. And in social media in particular, it is like a vector for incubation and dissemination of false news. So I think that is something that we are going to probably have to look out for as we face the 2023 elections. I mean, I've said before that I feel quite sorry for us, the Nigerian people, that we are going to have 6 months or 5 months of campaign when it officially kicks off at the end of September. And that gives us the whole of October, November, December, no let up for Christmas and New Year. And then, January, and then at the end of February, we finally get our release to show what we think of all that. And at the moment, as I said, there's been a lot of dissemination of false information. And in fact, I don't know if you follow Twitter, but one of the I want to say the leading three campaign candidates, that is Peter Obi, had actually put out a tweet in which he talked about this, the danger of false news and or false information or fake news. And I mean, although there may be different views about his opinion that the fake news and the you know, the unethical content was coming from the opposing parties, nonetheless, I think that his message is one that needs to be taken to heart, so that the followers of all the contestants, all the campaign, all the candidates, should take it to take it to heart. It's often the reply that one often sees to different contest, you know, different supporters, is you face your own candidate and leave us with our own, when there are attacks on one candidate or the other. But I think, and of course, if that were to be the case, we would say that that is how an ethical campaign should be run, that you would stress what is good about your own candidate and why you think people should vote for him in the election. But it's a sad fact of human nature, or a sad reflection of human nature, that the negative has as much traction, if not more traction, than the positive. And so we can expect to see not just, we can certainly expect to see negative campaigning. And I dare say that every contestant should be, everybody should be prepared for that. But in order to spice things up, there will also be fake negative campaigns. In other words, making up lies about candidates so that they can be, so that will have traction. So I think that it's a good move by Mr. Obi to talk about the importance of veracity and he didn't use the word ethics, but effectively I want to recruit him as an ideas supporter in saying that that needs to be done.
Absolutely. As we take a peek into what the campaign season will look like, it's almost like playing Sherlock Holmes sometimes in trying to understand what they have in their manifestos, whether it's with the new parties or the old parties. But do you think whether corruption will feature prominently in the party's manifestos, and if not, why?
Well, I actually don't think, I mean, of course, there will be some who will feature corruption as a campaigning tool. But I think that on the whole, you're not likely to find many of the contestants talking about, I'm going to fight corruption. And there's more than one reason for that. Firstly, of course, because President Buhari came to power on a platform of, I'm going to fight corruption. And the jury is very much out on the extent to which he has been able to wage that fight. I mean, the most recent manifestation of how the fight against corruption was going was that, having secured convictions against two former state governors, they were then given the benefit of state pardons, or at least remission of their sentence. It is not quite clear to me whether their convictions were completely quashed or whether they were simply released. Early on the grounds of ill health. So they would still remain as convicted persons, but that they would not be forced to serve out the whole of their term. But the point is that that had taken some wind out of the idea that corruption was being fought, because the impression that it gives is that even though we may do corrupt things, we, the political class, we know how to look after each other. We know how to scratch each other's backs and make sure that in the end, we come out smiling. Because the people who have been released, I mean, at least certainly one or two of them, we saw Governor Lalonde even going to pay a courtesy or welcome home visit or something or the other. So that's one aspect of it. Then, of course, all the candidates have some, well, I won't say all of them, but they all have some corruption baggage hanging around them. I mean, Bloomberg identified both Alhaji Atiku and Asiwaju Bola Tinubu as having some baggage around them. It didn't really put its finger on anything, but it raised that it's a matter more, at least in these things, the perception can be as important as the reality. And even Peter Obi has the Pandora Papers issue, which is kind of there and not there, which he says he has answered, in the same way that Bola Tinubu says, I have explained why I have money, and so on. And I think that that's in itself, that if candidates were to now start saying, I'm going to fight corruption, And then at the end of the day, the campaign will just degenerate into a matter of where you are corrupt. You can't fight corruption. Well, some of us might think that if you set a poacher turned gamekeeper, he's more likely to catch more of the But and some of them would know how this corruption thing works and how to catch it out rather than talk about it, how to actually catch it out. Because let's not forget that President Goodluck Jonathan, administration had more than a little bit of the corruption baggage hanging around it. He said that, look, what you really need is to deploy technology so that you can make it make corruption unprofitable, difficult to hide, and so on, so that you have things like the TSA, the Treasury Single Account. You have the use of other technology that can keep a tab on where the money is going and how it's going. I mean, there have been some triumphs for the administration in using technology to make sure that money that is spent on things like JAMB and so on, or paying custom duties, is actually paid into the government coffers. And the increase in the amounts that have been collected from those two departments of government shows us that it is possible to, without making so much of a song and dance about it, but just by closing loopholes and making things seamless and giving less room for human intervention, that you're able to actually deal with the matter better than just about it.
And then finally, Oi, we have to look at the integrity of the campaign process. The electoral body has an amendment to the law in which you will have to say, for example, the ceilings that have been set for campaign spending, if it be exceeded or not. What do you think about it?
Well, I think this is one of the biggest problems that we face. And I'm not even talking here about whether or not candidates spend money on vote buying. And let's not forget, we're not just talking about presidential candidates. We're talking about candidates all the way down the ticket, governors, senators, members of the House of Representatives, and of the state houses of assembly. And the smaller the constituency, the more effective any vote buying might be. So we shouldn't ignore that. But I think that we also have to bear in mind that the things like, it is not, I mean, certainly for those of us who live in Lagos, it's now become less a matter of just sticking posters up, but of getting the advertising space and having, you know, with these huge smart billboards, electronic billboards, and so on. There also has to be a degree of integrity about the way in which advertising space is allocated, because we have seen situations where incumbents like to deny the other side access to advertising, access to parade grounds, or access to venues for their rallies and campaigns. We have the access to the broadcast media, and I dare say that many will be looking forward to the income that they need to meet certain outstanding amounts that they'll be looking for. Receiving such funds, but all of that is money that needs to. And whether INEC is really keeping a tab on those open ones, or whether it will be just as you had in the United States, where people said, "Oh no, I'm not a part of the party, I'm not a part of the campaign, I just like this candidate, and I'm going to do this or that for them. I'm going to put up this billboard. I'm going to buy T-shirts." And actually, it may be difficult to keep tabs on those who are doing those things because they really support the candidate, as we've seen many people coming out and saying, "I'm doing this or I'm doing that from my own money, of my own choice, and I'm not a part of the campaign." So it can still be a little bit murky, to be frank, Aho. These are some of be looking forward to in the in the campaign as it starts at the end of September.
Absolutely. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I was going to say that we at Ideas Radio, we're going to take a bit of a break now, and hopefully we'll be back in time once the campaign has started. But I want to urge all the listeners to please, when we talk about fighting corruption or the anti-corruption, as I said, people don't like to dwell on the negatives. But when you look for those positive qualities, integrity, ethics, accountability, you'll begin to be able to recognize the difference between somebody or candidates who are living up to those ideals and therefore can be dragooned into the right side of the fight against corruption. And you'll also see where there is opacity and hiding of things and lack of integrity and so on. So if you use this opportunity, see where you can spot whether the person that you are looking at is still is behaving with those, demonstrating those qualities that we want to see in our democracy.
Absolutely, and very well said. Thank you very much, Ayo, and looking forward to seeing you after the break.
Thank you so much, Alolo. And I wish everybody a pleasant rest of the holiday, if they're having one.
Absolutely, and Yvonne Ohaifo will...